Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here for another episode of The Real Housewives of New York. Tonight's episode is called And Away We Finally Go, and it's finally here. And let's finally do this. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody.
Shout out to Ashley for picking out this song.
It was like, last minute.
Last minute.
We were almost gone with, what was it?
Sitting on the dock of the bay. Or Proud Mary.
Yeah. But or Rolling on a River. But last minute pick, you know?
Great choice.
All I could see was Luann with that little white dress on and her little dancing moves that she was like loving the yacht. I'm like, this is like so a music video from the 90s.
Yes.
Starring Luann.
Yes.
With Will Smith.
Yes.
Perfect.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in again to another recap of The Real Housewives of New York. If you are watching this, that means you are a major fan of The Real Housewives because you're tuning into an after show for it. And guess what? We're major fans as well. I'm Ashley Daniels. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. To my right, who do I have tonight?
This is Lindsay Wagner. You guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wagner.
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker. You can tweet me at Megan Stecker. And hi to Fern, who's home with strep throat. We hope you get better soon. We'll see you next week.
Feel better,
Fern. Next week, I may not be here. It's my birthday, so I might be at Disney. But I will be thinking of you if I'm not here.
Ooh, that's a good excuse.
It is a good excuse, right?
Go to Disneyland.
It's my birthday.
I mean, it's now Miami, but...
By the way, I never do anything my birthday, ever. Every year, I'm like, I stay in my room, and I, like, watch something. I'm so lame. I do nothing.
Oh, you have to go out.
I had a cake last year, so I'm like, yeah.
I went to Disney for my last birthday, too.
You did?
It was so fun.
Did they, like, treat you special?
You get a little pin. Like,
oh, perfect.
Go to the place where you get the pins, and you'll be like, oh, it's my birthday, and they'll write your name on it. And then, like, everyone who works for Disney who sees the pin on you, like, will use your name. They'll be like, happy birthday, Ashley, every time you, like, get on a ride or, like, go somewhere cool.
That's what I want. Should I change my name for the day?
Oh, my God.
Just for fun?
But then you won't even realize it when they're saying, like, if they're like, happy birthday, Marcy, you, like, won't even know it's you.
That's true.
Marcy's a great...
I'll just do it at Starbucks, whatever.
Happy birthday, Sonia.
I would change my...
Would you be, like, Luann?
No, I wouldn't. I would totally do a, like, a... I would do a Sonia.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I would do Carol.
You would? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'd be Carol for the day.
Poor Carol, she's getting picked on right now so much on Twitter.
I knew. What happened? I don't get the beef.
I don't know, but it was crazy. Who do you want to be... Lindsay.
I'd probably be Sonia, too.
Okay, good. So we think
alike. Sonia's a good time gal.
Yeah.
All right. Tonight, this is one of those episodes that we're waiting for the next week's episode.
Yeah.
And they just got us waiting. But we need a little color and a little backstory just to kind of get us to Miami. And we did. And it was interesting. Mm-hmm. The yacht is so beautiful. I would love to have a room there or just, you know, hang out on the roof. They can just tie me to the roof. Like, that would be fine, too. It's so beautiful. But let's go to the meatballs. Let's start at the beginning. The meatballs, dinner. I don't know. It's all stuck up with the meatball situation. They're talking about the trip, and they're going to do Miami instead of Hawaii. And Sonia's talking about meatballs. Did you guys have anything that you noticed stood out to you in that scene that you wanted to...
Well,
share.
Before we even got to that, I thought this whole episode was going to be them actually, like, taking the yacht out and let's do this. And there was so much buildup, and we didn't even see the yacht pull away.
You know what this was? This is
Mohegan Sun.
Another Disney analogy. When you're going up a roller coaster, like that first hill, and it takes longer to get up the hill than it does for the rest of the ride.
Yes.
And it's so slow and painful, and you're like, oh, when's it gonna happen? When are we getting over the hill? This whole episode, I'm like, okay, just waiting for a fight any minute now. Like, you can feel it stirring, but nothing, like, there was no big explosion.
And that's how this initial lunch with all of them was. They're all kind of stirring the pot, getting, you know, Ramona mentions she's not really excited to go to Miami.
Because her face. That's what stood out to me in the scene.
Oh, yeah. That
the
was
face
funny.
She made over not going to Hawaii. I die.
She's like, Miami, I could just go there anytime.
I mean, she's such a trip whore. It's like she's only on the show for the free trips or something.
Oh, I can't. It's the best.
She's like, Miami, that's like going to the bathroom. I'm like, well, you seem awfully excited to be on that yacht prancing around in your frickin' undies and your t-shirt.
Well, that was a trip. No pun intended. That was pretty crazy. Her little... Okay, we'll get into that. That whole situation. There was something going on that day. I don't know what was happening, but...
I don't either. Yeah. I thought I was about to see her get completely nude in front of that guy, and I got really nervous.
Yeah.
Well, and then the whole thing with her... You know, Luann says that she's going to not stay with the girls. She's going to stay with Tom while they're there.
Right.
Which was kind of like, this is a girl's trip. This isn't a guy's trip. This is a girl's trip. Now, granted, we're having your engagement party. All for the engagement party. Great. But it's still a girl's trip together. And then Ramona leaving early and Dorinda saying, come late, leave early. And is she really going to a doctor's appointment? She always leaves these events early and comes late.
If it was a doctor appointment, I do think it was some sort of cosmetic appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Because the girls can't... It's like they were insinuating that when she left, and then they were insinuating that she had had something done right after in the next few scenes. So I think it was like a going to get plumped. Her weekly, mm-hmm. like, plumping, you know. Was she the one who used to claim she had the liquid facial, or was that Jill Zarin?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember
It was,
either.
Like, early season.
Tweet us, let us know who it was.
I think it was Jill Zarin used to say, I never haven't had anything done. It's my liquid facial with Dr. So-and-so. Like, she was getting all these injections and claiming, like, she hadn't had Botox
right.
or whatever.
Yeah, right. Who is the pot stirrer? Because I was reading a lot of tweets, and people are saying it's Dorinda.
Yes.
Are you feeling it's Dorinda?
Yes. Okay. Sonia is like, she's like clean and sobes right now. Crystal clear, like the fun Sonia is back. And her doing all of her hand motions about Dorinda being the monster, kind of right in front of her, but kind of not right in front of her, I just was like, yes, Sonia's back. This is so funny. And I wrote down the words Dorinda meddler.
Yes.
Because Bethany's been referring to her as that. And I'm like, that she is. She's stirring the... She is talking out both sides of her mouth. She's whatever group she's with, she's saying what that person wants to hear and encouraging them to speak their mind.
Right.
So.
Yeah, 100%.
I would call that stirring the pot, for
sure. Absolutely stirring the pot.
That seems to be the consensus as well in the YouTube comments.
Oh, okay.
I've read a few of them, and a lot of people are saying she's meddling, and they're kind of annoyed with her for being this person this season, and is it to kind of get into Andy's ear more?
See, I love Dorinda, so I don't mind that she's doing it.
I don't like that she does it, because I didn't think that's not how I grew to like her.
Mm,
it would be like Kristen Takeman starting to do that when she was on. Like, that's not who she was when she started. I hate that. It's like, evolve. Don't go down.
Yeah, I feel like it makes her more dramatic, which brings her into the show more, yes. But it's not who she is as a person, so I don't like her being like that.
Just had a thought.
What?
Her doing this takes the heat of John and her away.
Oh,
like,
yes.
It's no longer
we
about...
We heard about John.
It was about her and John for so many episodes in the beginning, and now where's John?
Right.
It's like her making sure all these other arguments happen. Her relationship is no longer up for all of us to debate.
Oh, genius. That's a really good point.
Dorinda, you sly fox, you.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah, that's a smart move, actually. You know, I was listening to, thanks to Megan Stecker, I was listening to Bethany's Be Real with Bethany today, and it was interesting. She was going off about the reunion and just another type of roller coaster where I hope we get what we're hearing we're going to get, because apparently, according to Bethany, she and Carol felt like they had to take a shower after.
Yeah.
Just because they felt like, ugh, like it was that bad. It went crazy. And I guess, you know, there was a lot between Luann, a lot of words exchanged between Luann and Bethany. It just sounds like it's going to be a crazy, crazy roller coaster. And it's not going to be predictable. And I'm excited because we need that, you know. We deserve that, okay? We deserve
that.
We've stuck it out.
The loyal viewers.
Apparently, the girls need shoes, too. That they deserve shoes.
They deserve shoes. They do. And that's where they're going shopping, for shoes.
You loved
Sonia's
boots.
I loved her boots.
You loved her outfit.
I loved her Birkin, the boots, and I loved I loved her whole outfit. She was just so Upper East Side, New York, like,
she's
chic.
Been looking great.
Loved it. Socialite. Like,
not drinking.
Oh. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Like, she's your just face. Clear.
Not drinking and having a lot of money.
It brightens her face, though, and she's glowing from within.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's clear again.
Listen, you can glow or you can not glow, but if you're carrying a Birkin and you're wearing those boots and you're wearing that poncho, you're going to look good. But it's Sonia, because she looks great anyway. She doesn't need that. But that outfit is going to make anyone just look fantastic. I loved it. I just loved that outfit. I don't get too crazy about their clothes. It's not like Beverly Hills Housewives where I'm like, oh my God, I love everything. So when I do see something, I get excited about it. Like, I love some of Dorinda's outfits when she comes, certain shirts that she wears and jumpsuits. Yeah. I love. They all have great taste, though. One thing I didn't like was that shoe that was shown to Jules while they were shopping. That was like, it was like a Chanel sandal.
You know, it was like a Dr. Scholl's throwback. Do you remember those Dr. Scholl's, yes. Like, are they called mules or slides or something that, like, have been, like, popular off and on since, like, the 60s or 70s? It looked like that to me.
How? Mm-hmm. I mean, really. If you're going to buy a Chanel shoe that looks like a Chanel shoe.
Please. I feel like Chanel's always bringing back something that you're surprised they're bringing, like, yeah. that they're trying to make fashionable. Cool again. Like, the fanny pack is out right now, right. And you're like, oh, yeah. Chanel did a fanny pack. Maybe I need a fanny pack. I don't know. And that's, like, by the time you could afford it, it'd be, like, out again, so.
That's a good point. Exactly.
Well, what I thought was interesting about this scene was the whole friends with benefits conversation about, and they go through this the entire episode. Mm-hmm. Did Luann talk to the press or not? And what did she say? Did she say that Sonia was, you know, messing around with Tom and dating him? Or was it Ramona? Because the quote in the press was that she was the friends with benefits with Tom. And this was ruining her dating life because now guys are going, you have friends with benefit? First off, what? Her boyfriends are really reading the newspaper about her? I'm sorry, you're not that popular, like... No.
I mean, really? Maybe this whole little tight clique that they're involved in their neighborhood in New York, they, you know, it's like, it's almost like high school at this point. It's like, they're in the 1%. They're only dating other guys that are in the 1%. They kind of know who is. It's like a high school yearbook. Like, they're shopping through certain guys.
She's dating five guys.
And maybe those guys really do keep up with, like, what's on page 6. It's like, well, look, if I'm going to date this girl and her life's out there, let me just Google her real quick. Like, I don't know.
Maybe. But if she's dating five guys and she's already out with five guys, what difference does it make if she has a friends with benefit?
It doesn't.
Good point. She's a grown-ass woman. She can do what she wants.
Yeah. Exactly.
First of all, I don't believe her for a second. I just think she's upset that Sonia, who she considers slutty, like, she's being mistaken for Sonia. Mm. And I think she's pissed about that because she thinks Sonia is slutty.
Right.
That's what I think.
That's a good point, actually. It could be that.
But they also, both of them said that neither one of them would ever date someone if they knew the other person was dating them.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
Uh-uh. No, you both are lying right now.
And I got a little annoyed because I thought this could have maybe gotten to like a pretty heated conversation. And Jules was like, shut up. We're here to buy me shoes.
Yeah.
And then the scene's over. And I'm like, damn it.
The one time, exactly. I'm like, no, let them get this drama out.
Yes.
That was so annoying.
They settled it because then when they got to Miami, this kept going and going and going. I was like,
it's just weird that they would say that when they both knew. Everybody, if you know that the guy you're with has been with a lot of people, which I assume they both knew that because Tom seems like that type of guy that would, like, that you would know that about him.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense why you keep hanging out with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Time after time, if that's what really happened. I just think the whole situation is so weird, and we need to get everybody in one room and watch them all talk it out and see Tom talk to them. And I think we're going to get that, but I just really want to see that. That's what we're all waiting for.
Yeah.
So hope we get that. And Bethany, so then we have the Bethany, what was it, Tea and Crumpets party. She's like, we always macaroons. Have a theme. Yeah, macaroons. And it's just funny because I listened to her today, and I know, Megan, you listen to her all the time. Mm-hmm. I watch her Snapchats, and she just comes off so different, like, on Snap. I don't know which is the real... Not that Bethany is, like, reserved on the show, but we just see a different side of her. Maybe it's just the edited version because it's a show, but she's just, like, she really does... She does not hold back on a radio show and on Snapchat.
I told all of you guys I watched for one day. And I deleted her off of Snapchat. I didn't need to see anymore.
Yeah. The only reason I added her back was I keep waiting to, like, for Real Housewives nuggets of information to, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together.
We got that.
Because I'm trying to get, like, the unedited version, I guess. And she definitely does that on her radio show. And with Snapchat, I like trying to catch glimpses of, like, Brynn, which is, like, very rare, but
very
it happens.
Rare.
And, like, heard the guy she's dating. She accidentally showed his face one time. So... I mean, it's like, it's so obnoxious to watch, but yet I can't. It's like a train wreck.
If you can't turn it off.
I can't stop watching. Exactly. So I can't.
It's just crazy. It is crazy just the dichotomy of, like, how she comes across on the show as almost, like, really well put together, level-headed, like, the head of this, like, she's a mogul, she's the head of this, like, huge corporation that she's got all these different things going on, and, like, she's owning this and doing that and being honest, and then it seems like the unedited version we're getting through social media and the radio show is like, oh my God, take a chill pill, like, you're crazy.
Exactly. I don't know who to believe, but I think it's you and you just need to watch it all and then figure it out.
And Sonia's gotten Snapchat recently, and I've been watching.
Have you?
She's on some luxurious vacation, and she keeps just being like, helicopter's landing, dropping someone off.
Oh, yeah. She's a big fan of mine or something, right? Didn't she say something about the helicopter? Some girl in the helicopter watches her. She goes, I'm her favorite.
I don't know.
I'm going to go back and read that tweet. It was the helicopter, and the girl she was with, she was like, I'm her favorite or something.
Oh.
She said, this girl watches the show or something. We got to go back. We need to brush up on our Sonia. But so she has Snapchat.
She does now. Yeah. She's been on a trip. Fabulous vacation.
Yeah.
Well, sipping my water over.
As you pretend that has a coconut in it, and it's like coconut water, and like you're sitting on a beach.
And rum.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So Bethany says during this little tea and crumpets or macaroon lunch that she has, that she's happy about the Miami trip because it's closer and she does have to have the surgery, and it's sad that she does, but that's what they've realized now. And she said that Ramona calls her every day. I thought that was interesting.
That's really nice.
Really nice. And she says most of the girls, then she said some of the girls, then she said
a few
of the girls have been very supportive of her. And she's still going to plan a Mexican-themed party so she can thank the girls for everything they've done. And that she gets a hall pass to not go to one of the events for Luann because she needs to get a doctor's note, and technically it's like a hall pass that she doesn't have to go, right?
Well, it's like she's...
Or does she get to... No, she doesn't have to go.
Well, she's traveling all the way to Miami.
Right, she doesn't want to go to Pine
Beach. Then she's using the excuse that, like, she shouldn't travel too much to do the extra, like, hour and a half drive or whatever to the boat. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess she's getting away with it.
I mean, the last time she was on the boat, that was crazy. She was attacked. Remember?
Which
boat? Pregnant. Remember, like, when she was pregnant years ago and she was on the boat?
There was a boat trip last year, wasn't there?
Oh,
what was the trip that they dumped water on Ramona's head?
I'm talking about... Oh, yeah, there was that one, too.
Scary Island.
Scary Island. They were on a boat, though.
For maybe
they were
part
definitely.
Of it, right?
I'm almost positive they were on a boat. Okay. Yeah, they were definitely on a boat. Yeah, so maybe it wasn't Scary Island. When Kelly and her had that thing in the kitchen, they were getting mad. She was mad. She's like, "You're not a real chef."
Oh yeah, that was on a boat.
Yeah, you guys are making me feel crazy right now.
Yeah,
like I'm sticking to it. I feel like it was a boat. I saw water. Anyway, she doesn't do too well with the boat situations taping. So I don't blame her actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jules' parents, so cute. And the house was really nice. Mm-hmm. They seem really sweet. But, guys, what's up with Rio and Jagger? Someone please explain what you think happened.
This is where I wrote a question. Why is he not there? One thing, if you're checked out of the relationship, you know, if you already know you're going to get a divorce or whatever it is, and that's even been discussed, these kids do not need to know that. They're way too little and too young to have a parent be leaving. And I 100% agree with Jules that if she's not there, the other person needs to step up and step in. And whether you're cheating or whatever you're doing, or you're dating somebody else and you're not there, the mom is gone. You need to be there, whether you have a nanny or not. And the fact that he's calling saying, "Can you call daddy?" is just heartbreaking. And once again, the kids, that should be his first and foremost priority. And it's clear, but they're not. I don't think they've ever been.
It was FaceTime. So Jules was FaceTiming her daughter and son. And then Jagger, the son, was crying, "Call daddy, call daddy." And Michael wasn't there. And it was sad.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the nanny was there, right?
I'm wondering if it was even just a regular weeknight where he normally works late till 7 or 8 or whatever time he normally works till. I mean, they're editing it into a pattern where he's coming home late. So it could have only maybe been 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
And he's crying because his mom is gone, so he wants his dad home, not the nanny who barely speaks English, if it's the lady they've been showing who barely speaks English. So it's like, I don't know if we're getting
the
our buttons pushed, right? They're editing it to make us feel like Michael's a bad guy,
yes.
Or if Michael's really missing in action this evening.
I agree with you. We don't know. It could have been if they weren't getting divorced and none of this happened. I don't think they could have even used that scene. It wouldn't have been relevant.
Right. Exactly.
He's crying. Like, how many times did you cry as a kid? Like, you wanted your parent to come home.
Sure. Right. Of course.
Doesn't mean, like, there's this whole big scandal happening, you know?
And they definitely mentioned right when she was stepping through, like, the front door of the house, like, just arriving, like, my parents have been married for 36 years. Yes. Well, that probably wouldn't have been relevant if we didn't know, like, you're getting divorced.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or that you're having problems and we don't know where Michael is.
Right.
I mean, now we know real time they're getting divorced.
Right. Oh, sad, though. Little kid crying. And she said her drink line is launching at Whole Foods soon. This was soon, meaning when, you know, she was filming. Mm-hmm. And her father's doing better, which is most important. He looked like he was doing better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have never seen him, but the way we heard how bad he was doing, she said she just likes to see him doing better. And that was nice. She got some time with them. I hope she gets to stay after. She didn't have to go right back. It's kind of...
You know, I'm wondering if she and Michael had already told her parents they were going to get divorced when they filmed this scene. Because the dad was like, well, you've had quite a year, young lady. And I'm like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Why is dad saying that?
Interesting. The mother... Yeah, the father was definitely more verbal than the mother.
She also brought up, too, though, she goes, I don't fight with women. When was the last time I fought with women? And her dad was like, well, I don't know, maybe high school. So I think they brought that up, too, just for the fact that she is having some issues with the girls and stuff, whether it's about her weight or whatever it is. She's trying to set the example that, look, I don't have issues with girls, and now all of a sudden they're coming up.
Well, it's safe to say they would know if they were having a divorce, because if he said you've been having quite a year and they seem to talk a lot on the phone, then they do know what's happening, but maybe just for the cameras, obviously, they weren't going to say
it.
Or maybe,
about it.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. They were very comfortable in front of the camera, though. Cameras. I'm sure there was multiple cameras there.
Mm-hmm.
Did a good job. So then we have Luann and the yacht, and this is really the last of the episode. We see Luann. She's, you know, dancing on the yacht. She's excited for the girls to come. Then we see the girls, Ramona in particular, hitting on one of the drivers. Young guy. There was a conversation in the car now. That's when the stirring started happening.
Mm-hmm.
Dorinda
and Ramona and Sonia kind of all try to hash out, I guess, like the timeline.
The Tom timeline. That's
the Tom,
what I call it.
There you go. The Tom timeline. And Ramona won't drop it how upset she is that her name's being dragged into the press. And she's kind of like letting them know, I'm bringing this up. Like, I'm getting down to the nitty gritty with her. I'm going to peg her in the corner and say, like, keep my name out of your mouth kind of a thing when it comes to the press. But and it seemed like Dorinda was kind of, like, wanting to get down to, like, the timeline. And, like, when did... Or, like, Luann knew. Luann knew she was, like, screwing over two of her friends.
Well,
and, like,
but Dorinda also said, I set them up. And Ramona said, the first time she saw Tom, she took him by the hand and they had sex that night.
That's true. And then she called her Lou Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's so mean.
And it's very clear that, you know, Sonia has every right to be upset about this because she didn't know what was going on. But it's obvious that Ramona is trying to push her to be more mad than she is.
Oh,
and trying to kind of egg her on to be like, I know you're upset about, you know, you being with Tom for 10 years, being friends with benefits. Even though the whole time she's like, well, you were having sex with him. And she's like, no, it was more than us having sex. Like, he was whining and dining me too. He didn't just whine and dine you, Ramona.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was taking me, we were having dinners and then, you know, hooking up or whatever it is. Which, more power too, Sonia. I feel like that's, I don't think that that's making her loosey-goosey or slutty by any means. I mean, if she's, once again, they're old enough to make their own decisions. So if they want to hook up with somebody and have friends with benefits, great. And if he's taking you out to dinner, even better, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking you on dates.
She said, I lost I missed the third thing she called him, but she said, it was hard losing, like, a lover and a dinner companion.
Yeah.
But she called him something else, too. I missed writing it down. And I was like, oh, like, she really liked this guy for, like, 10 years.
A companion, a lover, and dinner date.
I mean, look, Carrie Bradshaw finally got a ring after 10 years of off and on with a guy. Like, I think it was probably more serious than just... She was calling him, like, her friends with benefits. But, like, I think she really cared about him and thought he cared about her.
He's definitely not her Mr. Big.
I mean,
no,
right.
I think she thought maybe, like...
If she kept,
maybe one day, yeah, like, maybe one day Tom will just, like, realize he's done playing the field and will, like...
Didn't she say that in a previous episode?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she did.
Oh. The thing is, she may have. I just think she's... Luann is so content with knowing that he was with people, not really caring, saying it's the whole BL before Lou. But I just feel like with Tom, we are not going to really know if he is as happy as Luann until we see him. Because men... they can hide their emotions well, but they're not good at lying. There's a difference, you know? And so if he's really genuinely happy,
mm-hmm.
we'll see it. Mm-hmm. He can't fake that. He's not going to be able to fake. Girls can fake it a lot easier. Like, guys can't really be like, maybe they can, but that would be weird. But I agree with you on that. You know, we'll be able to see it.
His body language and how he's reacting to her will be much easier to tell.
Touching her, the way he... Well,
speaking
see the way he,
of body yes, language, yes, yes. when we saw them kiss on the boat and it was like the most awkward, like, they were like dodging each other's face and like, oh, which way are we going
to
kiss?
She was super excited to like kiss him and he was going
There's
in for it, but
lot.
She...
And instead of him just like grabbing her and kissing her, he's like, you're a sight.
It just, it's so shady to me. Her actions and like her ridiculous over the top, like, I'm so happy. Isn't this fantastic? it's gonna ruin my happiness.
It's too much.
It's so
It's because
like,
you're in, you talk too much about it.
Right. It's so like psycho to me. I'm like, are you guys in on a little plot together to just like get more famous off of this? Like, I don't, it's so like The Bachelor to me. This whole thing.
Oh my gosh. I love The Bachelor, so I'm going to definitely say this is not like it. This is 10 times worse because it feels so incredibly just fake.
Phony,
I feel it,
right?
Phony. And I say it every week, doth protesteth too much.
Yeah.
They push it so much. And it's one of those things where all the good parts in my life don't always make it to social media. They don't need to be discussed because they happen
they're
with my
private.
Friends.
Yeah.
And they're private.
And you're secure
and
in them. You don't need attention about them.
I don't need to tell everybody that this is going, you know, like,
right.
And I feel like they just push it. It's so much, when somebody's pushing it so much mm-hmm. on social media or in people's faces and stuff,
and
it's because
sticks.
they're seriously unhappy or they're trying to just grasping at anything they can do to stay in the spotlight and to keep it where it's at so that it doesn't fizzle out.
Like, it seems like a business decision for her. And I don't know what his angle is in wanting to have sex with three out of seven people on the same TV show.
No.
But something's going on there with him. I don't trust him.
Listen, I would look more highly upon him if he said he didn't want anything to do with the cameras. He was like, I am not going to be on that show.
Right.
I truly love Luann. Let them all talk about it. Those two girls, they were flings. It was a while ago. Mm-hmm. And we are moving on. So, Luann, you do the show, but I am your man, and that's mm-hmm. it. I'm not here for anything else. Then it's like, okay.
Yep.
Now, he's going to be on the show. Now, it could be that he has this other way. He's like, I want to be on the show so I can tell these girls, you know.
Right.
I don't know. I just think it looks better if he doesn't even want anything to do with the camera. Now, I want him on the camera. Let's not forget.
Now we need to see.
We want him, but...
Well, they say that they're kind of talking how Luann is kind of a player and he's kind of a player. So the two of them together are a good thing because they balance each other out.
Mm-hmm.
That was when Sonia had said the comment about losing a companion, a lover, and a dinner date. But, you know, there's still the fact that Ramona wants to talk to Luann about this situation at the engagement party when we all know that's not the appropriate place to do it, but that's mm-hmm. going to be where they do it for drama purposes. But I'm more concerned about what Bethany's talking to her friend about on the beach.
Yes. And you know what I thought was so weird tonight? How Luann kept her cool all afternoon with Ramona, all afternoon and evening, after Dorinda and her had that convo alone, like, and Dorinda's like, look, I don't want to be around for this because she's coming for you. She's coming for you to tell you she's going to speak her mind on the whole, like, the press thing and you putting her name in the press or whatever, or whoever did. And then we get Dorinda being like, well, who was it? Somebody's putting this in the press. Let's get down to the bottom of that. And it's just like, I give Luann so much credit for still being nice to Ramona all the time in front of everyone.
Well, that and the fact that Ramona was asking for a guest list, like, who cares?
Ramona, you are crazy.
It's none of your business. And what, you can't have a conversation with somebody and get to know them first without having to actually have some sort of list where you can Google the person?
Right.
Get a life. I'm mad at you.
Isn't it hypocritical of Ramona? Luann, you're such a man stealer. You're so, like, into, like, you're so, like, all over everyone. But Ramona is the same freaking way. Remember that from the vacation they took last year?
Yes.
And it's like she wants a guest list so she can narrow down like three people she can like try to get with that night. Like, you're crazy, Ramona.
And you guys brought up the fact too that last year Ramona made the comment about she couldn't date a waiter because he didn't make enough money.
I said that, but I want to make sure that was right? She did say that.
Oh,
correct?
She did. Okay. Bethany was mad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the valet, she's like, I mean...
Then she's all over the driver. You know,
and practically naked in her room asking the steward to open her suitcase, and she's lifting her shirt up, and she's wearing no pants!
Plus she had pants on, and she was going like this, and we saw her bra, and then she has no pants on, and this right when he comes back with her luggage.
She was totally comfortable with like being like, I have no pants on. You know what? She wants to have sex with a crew member. 100%.
Is this... I said Below Deck. If Below Deck had a baby with R-H-O-N-Y, it would be a really great episode.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't try to have that happen.
Yeah, they should have had the crew from Below Deck.
Exactly.
It should have been on the Ionian Princess.
Oh, that's ridiculous. We got to find out why... That's ridiculous. Why would you not do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just meant the feeling of it was like, but yeah, totally, they should have had that. Maybe just too much drama. But it's like they did Vanderpump Rules and Housewives of Beverly Hills so many times, it crossed them over.
Yes. And it was great because the Vanderpump Rules cast, who was so ruthless and awful, like, I love them so much. They were like afraid of Housewives. They were like hiding.
Remember they'd be hiding behind the kitchen?
Yes. I mean, that's how crazy the Housewives is.
Yes.
So when Bethany's talking about these texts that are coming and we're seeing the little flashes of this and we're seeing the engagement party kind of starting to happen, first off, Carol's wearing white.
I'm just realizing
An
engagement party, I don't feel like it's a big deal because...
I agree with you because it's a boat and because
it's a boat and it's hot out.
Yeah.
She was wearing white jeans when she got there.
The white jeans,
I get what you're
fine.
Saying. If it was more of a formal event, I get what you're saying because there are those events where the woman still, for some reason, wears white or they wear a lighter color. But I don't know. Like, this was kind of like...
No, I didn't know that was a rule.
I didn't know it was either, but I get what you're saying.
Etiquette-wise, and especially because she's the Countess, I feel like that would be something that normally would potentially bother her. We'll find out next week if it does or not.
I didn't even notice. That tells you. I didn't even notice she was white.
Tom, she's not allowed to be a Countess anymore, though.
So. Oh.
I know.
But I feel like she's so branded by it.
Can she get it back if she divorces him?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
I feel like she's so branded by it, though, that like we like won't stop calling her that.
The Countess.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't. Can't stop, won't stop.
No.
But they're talking to Sonia, though, that this is going to be her first time seeing her friends with benefits for the past 10 years after they've had sex. And now he's engaged to Luann.
This felt a little not genuine to me because I feel like they're pushing it so hard.
They're pushing it so hard on
Sonia. So hard that they're acting like it's her ex-boyfriend.
10 years. It makes no sense to me. But yet you have his phone number still in 10 years? Like,
it's like she's calling it friends with benefits, but they're all acting like Luann stole her boyfriend or started dating her ex-boyfriend too soon after. Like, it's like they're all pushing it to me.
It's still, I mean, even if I think if I dated somebody for a little while and then one of my best friends kind of dated that person behind my back.
Oh, yeah. It's not okay. Here's what's up. Luann was coming home all hours of the night or in the morning, and she was living with Sonia. So this is very creepy. Like, not only are they friends, they were living together.
And she wasn't telling Sonia who it was. Yeah. She was just saying she had a guy. And meanwhile, Sonia knew that he was kind of seeing Luann, but she had no idea that Luann was talking about
Isn't it weird for Tom to be dropping off Luann at Sonia's house at night, like, and giving her a kiss goodnight and, like, have a good night? I'm just saying, like, you know.
He's putting her in a car.
He's putting her in a car.
Yeah. Well, there's no way he's dropping her off. He's putting her in a car.
Yeah,
and
sure.
He's definitely not even riding with her.
Who has Tom's number? We know Sonia and Ramona have Tom's number, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in 10 years, I'm just curious, how do you get some... Do you just think the person kept their number all those years?
Well, if Sonya's been having friends with Ben, if she's been with him for 10 years, you don't get rid of the number.
No, but didn't we say that there's a point where they haven't seen each other? Which one? Oh, maybe it was Ramona. How long has it been since Ramona's seen Tom?
She said she went on a date with him, what was it, November?
No, that was the last time Sonia yeah, and Tom banged. I think she said in August.
It's been about a year.
Oh, Bethany said in August was the dates with Ramona, right?
So it's been about a year. Confused. Yeah, I'm getting confused too. Just time. Yeah, the Tom timeline is confusing me.
The Tom timeline. We need a visual.
But they're making it like it's going to be this first time they're all like seeing each other in so long. But then I hear a year, and I'm like, that's not long at all.
Well,
but
this is the first time. This is the first time they're seeing Tom since he's engaged to Luann, and this is the first time that Sonia's seeing Tom since she slept with him.
Oh, that's so creepy. Yeah. Okay.
So this is your first time seeing him. That's awkward.
How do you not cross paths at all?
I Googled Tom timeline Roni, and of course Radar Online came up.
What would it say?
It says, I think it's like a recap of tonight's episode. Let me just scroll through here. Yeah, there's no actual like visual.
Well, let's see what's going on. I just wanted to check in really quick with
it says the timeline doesn't
I'm just
but
really excited about next week's episode because I think we're going to finally get drama.
Finally get it. Yes.
Can we?
Because the Bethany bomb. What comes is out. The Bethany bomb?
But
should we do predictions?
Should we do predictions?
Let's do predictions.
Ash, is that okay?
Yes, let's do it. I was trying to see the tweets, but Wi-Fi's not
I'm just
working.
So excited.
Okay, Lindsay's got one. She's got a good one.
Well, I wrote a couple quick notes. So Tom gets a third degree from Ramona and Sonia, and Ramona mentioned something like going on 4 dates with him, which, once again, she's mentioned that there were 7. Now it's down to 4.
Right.
And he goes, it was 1.
I love that moment.
Love it. Sonia's kind of flirting with him super awkwardly. He's just literally getting the third degree from all of them. And this is where the Bethany bomb comes out that she asks Luann, are they monogamous? And she goes, well, of course we are. Was that good?
Yes. That was really good. That's exactly how she's fake laughing.
Of course we are. And Bethany goes, I need to tell her. So my prediction is that he's sleeping with somebody else. She's got the text to prove it, because how can you really prove it, though? I mean, unless there's some sort of picture of his penis.
Speaking of pictures. I love it.
Thank you.
So in listening to Bethany's Manic Be Real radio show, she mentioned about this Miami trip that there is a photo evidence. So her saying on the show text, and then her also speaking on her radio show saying photo, I'm like, okay, what is this? It must be evidence of Tom cheating on Luann, or else there's some sort of open relationship situation going on that Luann's covering up. I mean, this is like, I just feel like this relationship's not genuine, and it's for fame for both of them, and we're going to get
for
some great evidence.
Fame for her? How does she...
I think she needed a storyline really bad, and I think Tom's been trying to boink one of them for a long time.
Right.
Probably for some fame for himself, because, you know, he's probably been a wealthy man for a long time, and now he wants to be famous. And he finally caught one. I don't know. We'll see.
Do yourselves a favor and go and read all the tweets right now from everybody, from Bethany, from Luann. They are so funny. I could never do them justice if I tried. Just go read them, please, and let us know what you think. I don't have any predictions because they took them all, because I'm always the last one. But is there anything else you guys wanted to bring up, even about any spoilers or anything with the Bethany show? I mean, I'm just excited to see. I guess there's a lot of stories that are going to be brought up in the reunion that are fake stories, literally just made up stories according to
According to Bethany.
So I'd like to see what those stories are. It's hard to feel that really could happen, but we know it does, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things I was shocked in her radio show today was she was saying how much drugs go on with, like, the show, and that, like, that doesn't make it on the show at all. She's like, let's just say we could be skiing. So I think she's trying to basically accuse a lot of people of doing cocaine, which, like, I feel like we've heard her mention that about Dorinda, like, constantly accusing Dorinda and John of partying on camera all the time. I mean, I think that was pretty black and white to me. And then she says, like, you know, we didn't get to a lot of things in the reunion. I really wanted to. Like, we never brought up Jules and the drugs, and let's talk about all the drugs you're always carrying around and talking about, like, the Adderall. Like, so I don't know. I mean, I guess we don't get that, so I'm sad we don't get that, but
yeah.
At least...
Because I'm kind of over the Luann and Bethany fighting.
Me too. I'm excited for next week.
I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, well, I'm excited, but I want to see something else,
I mean, this is like the end of the season here. We get like 20 normal episodes usually, and this was 17, so we get three more. So this must be all the, like, we'll see the evidence and we'll see the fallout. And then we have the reunion.
And then three episodes
so this
is, for the reunion.
This yes. is it. This is our big crescendo. So yes. I hope it's good. Come on, Tom.
Well, according to Luann, she said, onwards and upwards. We all have a past. Let's be real. I want to focus on our love and our future. Onward and upward. And with that, I think we close tonight's recap with some wise words from the Countess. You can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels. Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. Snapchat's I'm Ashley Daniels. Where can we find you, Lindsay?
You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner or my blog, lindseywegner.blogspot.com. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. My handle for all those is Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER. One more shout out to Fern at home. Hi, Fern.
Feel better. Fern, feel better.
Bye.
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 From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.